Hello.
Yes, hello, good evening. My name is Rosa calling from Nation State Drivers, Roadside Assistance Department. Is this Ms. Thompson? Alicia?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so I'm calling in reference to the towing service you requested. I just need to gather a few more bits and pieces of information.
Okay.
From you. Okay, so let me just see. Can you please verify the address listed on the policy?
1343 South Cherokee Street in Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
Thank you so much for that. What is the year, make, and model of the vehicle you need service for?
2010 Acura TSX.
2010 Acura TX?
TSX.
TSX. Okay, and what color is this vehicle?
Charcoal gray.
Okay. Okay, so I see you're requesting a tow service, and you had received a tire change earlier?
No, he came and he couldn't do it. He couldn't get the lug nuts off. That's what I said in the notes. Like, I redid the thing because my phone was messing up, but yeah, I told him that I couldn't get the lug nuts off, and he couldn't get the lug nuts off. So all I could do was just, because it's going to have to go in the shop, so all I could do was put air in it, and I made it to Van Buren, and then I tried to put air in it again at this other gas station, and then now the tire's almost all the way off the rim, so I can't make it any further.
Okay, so since there was a tire change request earlier, and even though they weren't able to complete the tire request, it counts as a service, and you only have one service every 72 hours. It looks like I remember this one, the tire change request, the first one. It was me who set it up and everything. And we discussed about the lug nuts and the keys and all this.
Yeah, because he literally couldn't do anything because one of the lug nuts already broke. And so he didn't do anything.
Yeah, so.
And we're just stuck. I'm in someone's driveway out in the country, like in the middle of nowhere.
Okay, so for this one, it's going to have to be set up for to pay the service provider directly and then sending those expenses for reimbursement consideration due to you being now above service limits. As I mentioned before, you have only one service every 72 hours. So would you like to continue as out of pocket?
I mean, but the other guy didn't do anything at all. Literally.
Okay. So let me reach out to my supervisor to see if there's anything they can do about it. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Yes, that's what I was trying to explain when I told you. And they were locked or something was wrong with them, you said?
Yeah, they're not locking nuts like when I have other vehicles with big rims on them. They had special tool. This doesn't take a special tool. It's just
right.
Walmart had this car in the shop last, and then I've obviously, like, I had other people just in that area try to come help, and so they're saying they're cross-threaded or they're over-tightened. Like, there's nothing anybody can do. It has to go back into a shop.
Okay.
So I didn't know if the service provider would have, like, an impact drill to try to get it off with instead of, like, just having the same tool that I had to try to get it off with. Now, I didn't know it was going to be someone coming out of a pop-a-lock van, you know.
Right.
I figured a tow truck would come anyways from the get-go just in case it needed to be towed.
Yes, that's what I was trying to say that earlier. So hold on a sec. I'm just trying to get to the supervisor to see if they can do something about it. Since there was already a service already scheduled and sent, and they attempted to remove the tire, but they couldn't. So I don't know if it's going to be considered as already a service. So just a second, please. So they told you the lug nuts were too tight and they were stuck?
Yeah, that's what other people were saying. Like this other guy that came up, you know, that was just getting gas, and he asked if he could help, and he owns a shop, and so he said that, you know, that they're over-tightened.
Let me see if I can get an override from the supervisor for it is showing above service limit for because of the previous call from earlier. 1 second.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm going to have it towed in the morning again, you know, and I'll just have to pay for that. But, I mean, I hate to have to pay for it tonight just to get 5 miles up the road, you know. I'm literally not that far from where I'm trying to go, and then I have to get it towed again tomorrow. Anyway, because I have to go to work.
Oh, okay. I understand. Just a second. I'm waiting on my supervisor's reply, okay?
Okay, thanks. Okay, so let me see. So according to my supervisor, there was someone helping you earlier, other than myself. They tried to get. They were trying to explain to you how it was best to tow it.
instead. And so since the service was scheduled and requested for a tire change, as per your request, there will be out-of-pocket fee. Like, this one would have to be paid as well. That's the one from for tomorrow, since you have a service, one service every 72 hours. And so they're not able to override this.
I mean, I'll pay for the, I don't mind paying for the one tomorrow, but I just don't understand having to pay for it tonight when the other guy wasn't able to give me any service.
Because the other guys who went out there to try and help you, and even though he was unable to remove the tire, he tried or assisted or went to the site. And for doing that, they still got paid. Like, we still pay them for assisting, going to try and help you. Like, going over, completing a call. Like, okay, we hire them. They go. They try to help you, and they can't.
Right. How much did that cost?
How much did the previous job cost?
Yeah.
I don't have a price here for that. I'm sorry. I don't see a price, how much it was paid for. It says it was covered under your policy.
Yeah.
However, I don't know. Like, if you want the service, I would have to set it up for out of pocket. Is that something you're interested in?
I can call around myself and try to find somebody.
Oh, okay. Well, you see, I'm trying to help you. Like, I reached out to my supervisor. I'm trying to help you. I want to. However, I'm not able to override this or change the system. It's showing you above service limit, and there's nothing I can do. I did what I could, you know, try to reach out, and apparently, somebody else other than me tried to assist you as well earlier about this one.
I didn't speak to anybody on the phone. I didn't speak to anybody else on this number except you, and then the guy that showed up to tell me he can't do anything.
Oh, okay. So yeah.
And any other time I've called Papa Luck, period, when I deal with them myself, if they come out to your house and you call, or you call them for a service and they cannot complete the service or do anything, they do not charge you. So I don't know. That seems like something that they're not even going to end up charging you guys for that. But I'm going to get, you know.
Well, you can call them and verify. They requested a GOA, gone after arrival, meaning they're when they go and they can't assist, or the customer is not there, and this is the same one that when they went out there and they weren't able to assist the customer due to tire being locked or lock nuts stuck, anything like that. Or let's say the customer didn't have the proper tools to remove the tire, couldn't find the tire, or ended up locking himself out and they need another. If they go, they go. You can call them and verify it was. They did request the payment.
I've dealt with them a million times. I've dealt with them so many times, like probably more than anybody.
You
and
can call them.
They couldn't help me, though. I know. I'll call them tomorrow. I mean, I appreciate you and everything, though. I know it's
I do see that there was a GOA requested, and they are going to get paid for going. So because of that, then you're not able to get it under your insurance policy, because it's now due to them, charging,
they're just charging you guys because they're doing it through insurance policy. But if this was just straight up, like, if I called them, I'm telling you, and y'all need to push some shit about that, because that's not fair. Because I've called them, they just came up to one of my other properties that I have, and they couldn't get in the door and do anything about it because it had security locks, and they don't charge. Like, they're only charging it
because it's insurance
policy. That seems fraud.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. I'm just in the middle of nowhere, and I know this is not safe out here in the country, and I have my kid with me, and I'm just trying to get home. So
I wish I could help you about this one, ma'am. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
I don't know if someone can call me quick and let me know how much it's going to cost or something. Like, I don't know. I mean, I have to just keep watching because people out here, they just shoot people. So I'm trying to get the hell away from here.
Okay. So do you want me to proceed this one as out of pocket and try and get you a quote, or you're going to go ahead and cancel and call someone yourself?
Yeah, I mean, if someone will call me and then let me know how much it's going to cost, I can't just sit here. I'm not going to sleep in this driveway.
And okay, just give me a second so I can complete this one, okay? So, can the vehicle shift into neutral?
Yeah, it drives just fine.
Okay. Which of the tires is the one flat? I'm conducting, like, a different ticket. It's the, let me see.
The back left.
Okay, rear driver's side?
Yeah.
Okay. And tire. Okay. This is a two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive, do you know?
No, I think it's just front-wheel drive.
Okay. So, let me see. One second. And you're going to be the person to receive the provider, correct? You have your key with you? All right.
Yeah, I'm in the closet.
Okay. Are you at, can I have the address to where you're located at this time?
I don't have an address. I'm out in the country. I'm on, I'm trying to remember the old Union Town Highway. It's the highway I'm on. I don't know what this address, I'm just in someone's driveway.
Okay, are you in 7338 Union Town Highway, or?
That's the house it's going to. Yeah, it's about 5 miles up the road.
Okay, I think you had given, let me see. You had moved from the location where you were before, correct? Or are you at the same place?
Oh, yeah, I moved. I mean, I was all the way in Fort Kinnick when the Papa Lock guy came.
Okay. So let me go ahead and send you an SMS. I'm not going to use the information from the previous ticket. So please go ahead and read me the coordinates on the text message I just sent to you.
Okay.
And you're in Battlesville, Oklahoma?
That's where I live, yes. I'm in Arkansas.
Arkansas, okay. Just go ahead and open that message I sent to you and read me the coordinates back, the latitude and longitude, please.
Okay, latitude is 35.505221. Longitude is -94.380529.
Okay, 35.505221, and then longitude is -94.380529.
Yes.
Okay, just a second. I'm gonna go ahead and look. It looks like you're in a little highway called Highway 26 or Old Town, Old Union Town Road. Old Union Town Road, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
It's marking as 4622 Old Union Town Road address.
Okay.
All right, so you are on that street, correct?
Yes.
I mean, on the road.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna mark it as that. And then you'll be going where to? What's the address?
The 7338 address.
Uniontown Highway in Van Buren, yeah. Arkansas? Okay. Just a second, please. Uniontown Highway, Van Buren, got it. It says here, okay, if you choose to proceed, what payment options would you have available to cover? Do you have debit, credit, or cash? I know cash, you don't. Or... Okay, cash. One second, please. So let me work on this one. I'll go ahead and give you a call. It looks like you're about 5 miles away from your point A to point B, okay? I'll go ahead and give you a call back with the quote and verify the number. 918-261-4834. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, I'll give you a call back, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.